as a player, what was it like playing in front of these fans, the Jets fans, so you're going to be around all day again today?
Well, there's nothing like winning in New York City. You know, the just the atmosphere and the intensity and the passion, there's just nothing like it. And sometimes you can't even explain it to fans that are outside of New York. They just don't understand. So it was always fun to be able to have those big wins and big moments as a Jet.
Are you still surprised the impact you have on people when you get a chance to talk to them and they come up and they meet you and they introduce their children to you?
Well, I think you know, talking to fans and seeing that they appreciate what you did for the organization, it makes your career well worth the while, and it just kind of culminates and brings it to a nice closure and makes you feel good about your contributions.
Speaking of closure, Geno Smith closed the season on a high note. What did you think about his play in his first professional year?
Well, I was impressed with his poise and his confidence and not allowing bad plays or moments to affect his poise and confidence. That's very important as a quarterback, and for him to be able to finish strong and move into the offseason on a high note means a lot to him as well as the team.
Did you like the way the Jets are bringing back Rex Ryan for his sixth year and basically keeping this coaching staff intact?
To be honest with you, I thought this was Rex's best year as a coach. People don't realize the challenges they had as a team and some of the things they had to work through, and bringing a new rookie quarterback into to the mix. I thought he did an outstanding job, and the team finished strong and stayed behind him.
And lastly, how does this team get back here so that they're playing in January in the postseason and trying to compete for this thing behind us?
Well, it's certainly, you got to focus on the small goals. You have that dream of being in the Super Bowl, and you certainly talk about that, but you cannot forget the smaller goals that are out there every day as an individual and as a team to get to your ultimate dream.
Thanks, Chad.
Thank you.